Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jerry Witt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Moss and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger bunts towards first. Callaway fields the ball and throws to Lee covering. Safe. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Zarrilla moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive towards left. Heath catches it and throws to second to double up Kennedy. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of right. Witt reaches second base with a double. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Witt moves to third. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball four. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter takes first base on ball four. Berardino moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Tresh drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stevens out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Wright steals second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarilla hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath throws the ball into Stevens, who tags Michaels trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Witt strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt fields the ball and throws to Potter covering. Safe. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Baker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss strikes out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Potter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger is hit by the pitch. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Callaway bunts for an out with unknown description. Wright moves to second. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Michaels is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh is walked intentionally. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lee hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Tresh moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Thurman Tucker pinch runs for Mike Tresh. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-4 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Dickey now catching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.